Track 10, the sports section, or should I say the football section. The headline reads, Sam Tickle's own goal gives Wickham the win over Wigan. Wickham Wanderers defeated Wigan Athletic for the first time in over two decades as a Sam Tickle own goal gave the Chairboys a 1-0 victory at Adams Park. The first half saw both sides have limited chances, but Wanderers were the stronger outfit. Bez Lubala had several attempts get heroically blocked, while Ryan Tafazoli headed wide, and Sam Tickle in the Latic skirl produced a comfortable save to deny a Luke Leahy free kick. The decisive moment of the opening half came on 21 minutes, when a Josh Scowan's cross shot was parried into his own net by the aforementioned Tickle, who hung his head in embarrassment, as he knew he should have done better. It was an unfortunate moment for the 21-year-old, who became Wigan's number one keeper just this season. Wanderers looked strong in possession and didn't let the Latics have a sniff at goal, as Nigel Lonwick and Jack Grimmer produced an imperious display at the back. But the tide turned in the second half as Wigan manager Sean Maloney made all his substitutions within the first 10 minutes. Charlie Good, Chris Seze, Luke Chambers and Bab Adiko tried their luck as Franco Ravizzoli was forced into several important saves. Wanderers changed things up themselves as they moved to a five at the back to allow the wing-backs extra freedom, as Jason McCarthy, Gideon Kodua, Kieran Sadlier and Sam Vokes all came on. But the wind was in Wigan's sails as they pushed for an equaliser. Theo Asgard fired wide, Scott Smith caused havoc in the Wickham half, and Ravizzoli was on hand to punch away the onslaught of Wigan corners. And the Chairboys had to thank the Argentine in the Wanderers' goal as he came with two fantastic saves in injury time. The first to deny a Charlie Hughes header from point-blank range, and from the resulting corner he did exceptionally well to tip over an Asgard shot which seemed destined for the roof of the net. And then, in the contest's final seconds, Ravizzoli was on hand to push away a Jordan Jones shot. The victory, which is Wickham's first over Wigan since September 2001, puts them on to 47 points for the season, as they remain in 14th place. Up next, Northampton Town, at home on March the 16th. Second headline reads, Wanderers hope to secure new complex. And I've seen this on the news just yesterday. It's creating a bit of a stir, this. Wickham Wanderers have confirmed that parties are moving forward on an exclusive basis to secure the acquisition of Reading's Bearwood Park training ground. The Royals confirmed over the weekend of March the 9th and 10th that they had planned to sell their state-of-the-art complex to raise funds to pay off numerous debts. If not, the former Premier League outfit would have faced another points deduction. And it has since been revealed that following talks with their Thames Valley neighbours, a deal is set to be complete. And whilst no figure has been confirmed, it has been rumoured to be around 20 to 25 million. Reading had spent approximately 50 million on the facility, which first opened back in 2019. The statement reads, Wickham Wanderers can confirm that they are engaged with Reading Football Club in expectation of the purchase of their Bearwood Park training facility. Last weekend, the owner of Reading issued a public statement in which he announced that Bearwood Park, owned by Reading, was available for sale. Wickham Wanderers have been working for some years to either substantially upgrade their facility at Marlow Road or move to a facility that would allow for the necessary expansion and enhancements to meet their vision for the future. The parties are moving forward on an exclusive basis with the expectation of completion. In the interim, Wickham hopes that if a transition is completed, a transaction is completed, it will provide Reading with the necessary financial support to ensure they are able to meet their ongoing financial obligations. Further updates will be communicated when available. Reading's chief executive, Dayong Pang, said, "Whilst an agreement is not yet finalised, both parties will move forward with the process exclusively. The proposed transaction will directly support the short-term funding of the club until a full sale can be concluded." Further updates, including possible options for an alternative training facility, will be communicated when appropriate. So there you go. And here is the final question. Which river runs through America's Grand Canyon? Which river runs through America's Grand Canyon?